This week on Tower Dive.
Boo's your daddy.
Nobody likes a crybaby. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Tower Dive, where if you use Victoria Sivir, you are a scrub.
Aww, you're just jealous. Just little PB and jelly.
Little peanut butter and jelly. I just don't want no scrubs.
Yeah. Well, do you know what a scrub is, though?
A scrub is a guy who can't get no love from me.
Yeah, hanging out the passenger side.
Best friend's ride.
Try to holler at me.
Our fallback is definitely R&B duo.
Definitely. We're going to be the next Destiny Child. We're going to be Destiny's elder sibling.
Salt and Pepper, look out, because here comes Salt and Sugar.
I want to be cumin.
But you're not the color of cumin.
Are you sure? Cumin's a little
it's beige.
Should be flour.
Yeah, I told you we're salt and sugar.
I don't want to be sugar.
You could be salt.
Makes you sound dirty.
Salt and sugar, but you're Southern, so it works.
I guess.
If you had more of a yellow complexion, we could be salt and honey.
That's gross. All these sound gross.
These just sound like bad food choices.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about League of Legends.
Let's talk about League of Legends, because we do that from time to time on this show.
A little bit.
Every now and then. So, as I brought up, the Victoria skin is Sivir.
Looks good.
We finally got they released her model today. And I don't care because I'm not gold, so I'm not going to get it.
I'm gold.
Plus,
it's gold.
It's gold. If that was a real guy, he would be on this show.
Yeah, he would.
He would be our third host. I would honestly not play Victoria Sivir because I have the holiday boob Sivir.
Yeah, snow boob Sivir.
The boob Sivir. I did the hand gesture for breasts. This is the international sign. You can't see my hands, but they were doing this.
I can see them.
That's the international sign for breasts in the Hooks household.
Yeah.
Okay, just according to me, obviously.
And this Sivir has like no boobs either. Victoria Sivir, not a lot of boobs.
They gave her a mastectomy. Is that what it's called?
I think she's just a little covered up. You know, it gets cold in the Shurima nights.
Does it? It's, I don't know.
It's a desert. Deserts get cold at night.
I guess.
No, they do.
Now, the question is the curse of the Victoria skin going to follow Victoria Sivir?
Absolutely. It's just like the EG curse. It permeates through everything.
It's the EG curse. It is stronger than the strongest champion, the most OP champion.
Yeah, if EG ever won Worlds and there were EG skins, you could never use them. Because they'd be so cursed, and it would curse the players that use them. That's how bad the EG curse is.
So the Victoria skin, so far there's Sivir now.
Yeah.
Last year was
Morgana.
Morgana. The previous year was Elise.
Then Janna, then Jarvan.
Janna and Jarvan.
Yeah.
So
kind of got a full team.
Top laner, support, mid laner, ADC, jungle.
Yeah.
I don't love Jarvan top lane. I'm not crazy about Morgana mid, but they're things.
Yeah, at least top lane was a thing at one point.
Yeah, that was true.
It
was
at least support was a thing at one point. So
that was really a very niche thing, though.
Oh.
I did it. I mean, I played it.
It was bad.
It wasn't fun.
It was bad.
It wasn't the greatest thing in the world. Yeah. I don't advise people. You know, in my many years of playing this game, if somebody tells you should play at least support, you should just say no.
Unless you really want to. I mean, don't let anybody tell you.
Unless by at least support, you're just going to build damage and steal kills from your AD carry. In this, which case, by all means, go on play Nidalee support in that case. Are we not doing that? Is that not
that okay? I thought that was in the rule book.
Is that? I mean, we build damage, don't we?
Step one, buy wards. Step two,
steal
all the kills.
That's support.
Three, win the game.
Buy wards. You're a support.
Yeah.
I bought wards. Like, supports are in the jungle. Elise in, support. He buys a sight zone.
Exactly.
That counts.
As long as you buy wards.
As long as you have wards.
Get a sleeper.
As long as you finish the game and there are wards in your inventory, you were playing support. Fact.
GG.
GG. That's yeah. it. Somebody actually made a comment saying that they wanted old items to be ward skins.
This is one of the few ideas that I kind of like.
Really? I thought it was... I read it, and I laughed, and I was like, there's nothing more I'd rather not see than a turtle shell on a stick in the middle of the jungle somewhere. If it was
implemented well, I think there's some really interesting artistic opportunities there.
Like... It's the force of nature. What is it? It's going to be like an armor, like little armor rack with the force of nature. I wouldn't recognize it. It'd just be a blue blob.
Yeah, I don't think force of nature would work really well, but I think heart of gold would be kind of
Someone's like, Phylostone. I think Phylostone's the only one that worked best because it had that very, you know, with the red and the blue.
Yeah,
and the
that
gray.
One worked too.
I think that one's the only one because it's actually a symbol. Heart of gold just looks like a turtle shell because it's just a turtle shell.
Well, I mean, if...
It also doesn't make sense that it's called Heart of Gold and it's a turtle shell.
Yeah, that never made sense. But if there's a ward that is Lux's wand, I think we can manage a turtle shell.
There's a ward that's Draven's head.
Yeah.
And you put it down, and he's like, They should just make a troll face ward. I mean, really, just fucking let's get with it.
Kappa
just make
face ward?
No, Kappa face. No, troll Kappa. Face. Not Kappa. I'm so sick of Kappa. I watch a lot of Night Blue's stream, and I tell you what, the word used most often during his stream is Kappa.
I feel like the word used during most streams is Kappa.
I hate that. You know what? Here's an embarrassing moment that I'm not embarrassed about.
Uh-oh.
I did not know. I'm showing my age. Did not know what that meant up until like a week ago.
It's just a dude.
Yeah, I found out. It's just, I was hoping it was something cooler than that. It's not. It's just some guy who used his face as an Easter egg in Justin TV.
Yeah. That's it. He's a guy that worked for Justin TV.
And everyone was putting Easter eggs in, and he put his Easter egg in as he typed in Kappa, and he was just like, his face was like, like a bad picture of him.
It's one of the dumbest memes.
It's such.
Yeah.
And we, I don't even want to say we, because I feel like I'm not part of that generation. I just overuse
us.
You.
Yeah.
Not even you. It's actually even younger than you.
A little bit,
because you're pushing that big 3-0, man. You're getting there.
I still got 2 more years, all right?
Yeah, you're much closer to it than you are not to it.
Yeah, that'll be a long 2 years. Stretch it out.
Keep that going.
ride that
wave as long as it'll take you.
28th where you want to be.
That's it was a solid year. Yeah. I started finishing college at 28. No, actually, that was at 26. I finished college at 28.
That's better.
I started finishing college at 26.
Yeah.
That was much better. So Victorious, Sivir, I give it a kind of a thumb this way.
Is that a sideways?
That's a sideways thumb.
The meh thumb.
This would be up. This would be down. This would be, I have no opinion towards it. I think it's okay, so I'm going to go.
Looks good, here. But you don't care because you're not going to get it.
I don't care because I'm not going to get it, and I wouldn't use it because I have boob Sivir, because her splash art is erotic.
I can't say if I'm going to use it or not. I have bad luck with
You don't
Victoria
play Sivir. Yeah.
Sure I do.
We've established the luck on this Victoria skin. It's bad. It's not you. It's the skin.
I don't play Sivir anymore. I did play Sivir. When she was OP.
She's still, I mean, there's no ADCs OP.
Right. But you have to be really fucking good.
You know when you're going to see Sivir? Probably at Worlds this week.
Ooh, probably.
Because we are into the finals. And shock me. It's a Korean final. Actually, it is quite a shocker. Since the Ku Tigers, who we both had... getting poo-pooed on by Fnatic, did not get poo-pooed on Fnatic.
I know.
They actually did the poo-pooing.
Oh, man, so much poo-poo.
Stinky poops everywhere during gross. That game. Most of the stinky poops were being laid by the plays Fnatic was making.
Yeah.
You talk about a team that just, it looked like they were, I don't know, lost, like they didn't belong there.
They just
like,
got outplayed, man.
At every aspect of it.
Yeah.
Rooney was just taken out of the game.
There were some shining moments for Reckless and Yellowstar.
Forbiven didn't look good.
He looked okay.
What I'm saying is, how good he had looked versus how he looked in that game, it was bad. Like,
same thing with Reckless, too.
Yeah, Reckless didn't. Yeah, but Reckless at times can look overmatched. Yeah.
Small
when he looks like, when he looks like he's playing too careful and too cautious and too precise is even a good word to use. He's not making plays. He's not making anything happen. He's just kind of there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's sort of how it ends up working for Reckless, at least. But, I mean, this Forbiven and Hooney are very clearly the straws that stir that drink in terms of making plays and starting things. And,
I don't know. In this world, this last tournament, it seems a lot like the Reckless and Yellow Star show.
Well, I think it's more of Yellow Star. I'm not taking away anything from Reckless. He had a great season this year. But I think if he didn't have Yellow Star as his support, I believe his numbers would not be quite as good.
Okay, if Fnatic didn't have Yellow Star in general, they wouldn't.
Well, yeah, I think I'm just saying specifically, you know. Yellow Star does so much for that team, not just in the bottom lane for Reckless, but with roaming and everything, and just being really, you know, an innovator in support. Let's be fair, as far as supports in the world go, he's got to be top five.
Oh, yeah.
Which is amazing when you think about a guy who was an ADC 2 years ago.
Yeah, well, you know, some people take a little bit of time to find their wings.
And he was a good ADC. He was a great ADC.
A great fucking support,
ADC.
Though.
Yeah, what I'm saying is he went from being a good ADC who was, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, wasn't holding any team back as far as AD carries go, and went to being literally one of the best supports in the world. One of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Good
to
for
me.
Him. Put his picture up on one of those banners in the LCS studio.
Yeah, he should get one. Did you take Reggie's down?
Yeah, take Reggie down and just put Yellow Star up.
Put significant players, not Reggie, who's done nothing for League of Legends. He's brought nothing to the table. You've done nothing for furthering esports in America or in the world. You've done nothing.
To be fair, he did start one of the biggest orgs for League of Legends. So
how many world championship titles do they have again?
I know, but as far as for the scene goes, he did create.
Yeah, he created all those fucking TSM fans. Good job. Thanks a lot for that. We're super excited about that.
Yeah. Well, if he didn't do it, somebody was.
Woof. Buzz, your girlfriend. Woof. That's what I feel about that. But we have worlds. It's going to be SKT and KOO. KOO right now is the major underdog going in, especially since SKT owned them all season long. Yeah. You know, just sort of, they were like, what can I liken it to? It's like the guy who's got the slutty girlfriend she's trying to be legit by hanging out with like a hot popular guy, and he just uses her for sex. That's the KOO Tigers.
KOO Tigers is
SKT just. SKT is just using them for sex.
Ew.
Because that's what the games are like. They're just rape.
Oh, no. We don't make rape jokes.
But no, not rape. Actual rape. Not rape action. Not rape.
No, it's the date rape. The okay kind.
No, they were both drunk. It's not rape if you're both drunk. It is. It still is.
Sorry. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just going to flag
we need
that
to move on. That joke. That's we got to divorce ourselves from that one a little bit. I'm just really hoping for good games.
I really just want a 5-game series, I'll be honest with you.
That's it.
Everything is 3 games, occasionally a 4th game if we in those ones. Yeah. And it was just like, okay, everything was so expected. I guess I really can't say on the KOO Tigers side of them beating Fnatic because everyone thought Fnatic was going to roll over them. But what I'm just saying is, you know, there was no drama.
Right.
I mean, the only drama of that game was that Fnatic got shit on.
I mean, watching the Hooney Smeb games.
Yeah, but Smeb outplayed him.
Yeah, I mean, watching that matchup because the Riven Fiora matchup is, you know, fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it was cool matchup, but it just wasn't very. It was intriguing, but you know, upon further inspection, it just wasn't very good to watch. It was just a lot of nothing. It was a lot of Hooney getting outplayed, which was a disappointment. And I really hope that Fnatic's able to bounce back next year and you know, make a comeback to Worlds and hopefully take that next step because I feel like that European teams are really making that jump now.
They're on the edge, man.
They're on the cusp.
Really good.
They're on the cusp of being of being legit.
Some might even say they're on the edge of glory.
Would they?
I'm on the edge of glory.
I don't I'm not familiar with that song. That's specifically
a song.
With the way you're singing.
I'm on
sure
the edge. The edge. The edge. The
I'm
edge.
Sure, I'm sure we are not having any fans because of this. We are losing.
Ooh, my voice cracked
because of this. I know. You're like a preteen girl.
probably like a preteen boy. That might be.
I don't know why a preteen girl's voice would crack, but but whatever. Maybe she says deep dulcet tones.
I don't have deep. I kind of like a nasally, like back of throat. voice.
That's okay.
And I'm so tone deaf. I should get a disability card.
So what do you think?
On the games?
Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, oh, I mean, prediction, right now.
Right now, gun to my head, SKT wins.
In three?
In three. I think they're going to win in four. It might go 3-1.
I think they're going to win four because I think they're going to do one of those vintage SKT dumb comps.
Like, they do something dumb for the first game, and then they win the next three, or they win two games in a row. If they do something dumb,
it'll be in the third game. Hey, guys, we're going to go fucking... Ash mid season one.
Maybe
Kennen ADC was actually really strong all throughout the tournament,
except for that one time Fnatic played it against Koo Tigers.
Well, yeah,
then it didn't look so strong.
They were ready for it. That's why. Yeah. When nobody was ready for it, it was the Spanish Inquisition. Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
It's true.
So, but afterwards, then they expected it, so it wasn't quite as dynamic, I guess, as the word we'll use. But I agree. I think it's going to be a 3-0, 4-0, or, probably. You know, 4-1.
I hope it's not.
I really like
the Koo Tigers to win.
I honestly like Faker. I like Bengi. I really respect Marin as a top laner.
I mean, they fucking deserve it. You can't...
I just think I want to see them win because... they deserve it, and they are the best team in the world. Sure. An upset is always nice, but I don't want to see the Koo Tigers win, not because I dislike them, but just because there's nothing about them I care about.
I kind of want Koo Tigers to win because, you know, they lost their name sponsor.
I don't care about that.
And then Worlds might help, you know, resolve that fact and get them a new name sponsor.
That's not my problem. I don't really care about that. Those are things I don't think about when I'm rooting for a team. I don't think about their financial situation.
I always pull for the underdogs.
Yeah, I have no problem pulling for an underdog, but not because of any other reason other than I want to see them win. Yeah. I don't give a good goddamn about what it's going to mean for them financially, fiscally, what it's going to do for their careers outside of the game or within the confines of the game. It doesn't mean anything to me. I don't base my rooting interests on you know, a good little story after the fact. Yeah, they're nice. They're nice, but all stories like that are for the fucking writers. Man,
yeah,
I don't care about that.
Dope articles about how
I can watch Jacob. I can read an article on Jacob Wolf how Samsung is now sponsored for the Koo Tigers.
Samsung Tigers,
fucking Samsung Tigers. Who cares?
Microsoft Tigers.
I don't care. I don't care. And that brings me to my next point.
Oh,
we're jumping right into it.
Wow, that was a harsh transition. I wasn't ready for that one.
It is good
stuff to talk about.
Oh, if you want to continue, I mean, we can go. It's still gonna involve this whole world situation.
Don't worry about me. Just continue on with the Captain Hook show. I don't have anything to add.
It's the Captain Hook show, guest starring Pan the Man.
Captain Hook's live.
Right, Tower Hooks. So it's okay. The point that I was about to make before you rudely interrupted with your bullshit was there was a post on Reddit, and I don't like diving on Reddit for everything, but occasionally I read it, and by occasionally I read it all the time. It's always on my computer because it's just there.
Occasionally, I mean constantly.
I mean constantly. If I'm on the toilet, I'm looking at Reddit on my phone because there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
Reddit's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
In regards to League of Legends, there's a lot of it that bothers me, but it's a good thing because it gives me things to bitch about.
Yeah. Can we name that's why we have this. Quick?
Hooks bitching,
yeah. Ooh,
bitching hooks.
That's good. I like.
I should have a picture of me like with a surfboard going. Ey!
Yeah, I like that.
Bitching hooks. It's okay. The issue that I have is there were a post on Reddit the other day saying how that people shouldn't boo the Koo Tigers because, you know, they've had it tough.
And this was during the Fnatic Koo games. Right.
Yeah, this was right before them, actually, context. I believe it was either before, or I think it was before.
Okay.
I'm not 100% because I don't remember the date of me reading it, because I remember it just angered me.
This is the thread. This is the thread I don't click on because I know the comments are going to be worthless.
Well, that was what I make that mistake, you know, of much like the tower dive we are, I go head first into these things, just like an asshole. I'm going fucking reading, and I'm going to just get madder and madder until I just... I don't break things because they're expensive, but I want to break things. I think about breaking things. I do it in my mind.
Do it in your mind. It's very zen.
It is. It's a Zen moment. It's my Zen moment. I think it's this. I don't know. That's like the wait. Didn't Tien do that? Is he shooting the blast?
I think that's Diamond Dallas Page.
No, that's this.
Oh,
sorry. Diamond upside down looks like a vagina.
It does look like a vagina.
So anyway, as I was saying, they were asking people not to boo the Koo Tigers. That was this. Oh,
right.
Is this?
I think it's this.
This. I think it was this.
It was stupid either way.
It was, dumb. It was like worst. A dumb try. Yeah, he was terrible.
Literally the worst.
He did that stupid thing and Chiaotzu blew up.
Yep.
Terrible. Terrible Z-Team fighters. Pathetic. Same thing. This reminds me of that. So it's people asking you not to boo them because, you know, things are hard for them. Okay, well, first of all, I am older than a majority of the player base, fan base, target audience of League of Legends.
Probably by a lot.
By a fair amount.
You're like 70 years old.
If I'm 70 years old, everyone should hope that they look at like me at 70.
You juice a lot.
Because
like celery and tomato.
I was like, do I really? I don't think I'm that big at all.
Jack LaLanne.
Yeah. Jacked LaLanne.
Jack LaLanne.
No, I know, but I'm saying it. The joke would be if I was big, I'd be Jacked LaLanne.
Oh,
get it?
I get
that's
it.
My wor- I that's gotcha. My that's my bodybuilding
I'm
name.
Buying what you're selling.
There we go. So anyway, as I was saying again and again, they ask you not to boo. Now, that's not a thing you can do.
And it's the venue asking you not to boo, right?
And it's also now fans, though, or like other people in the community are like, hey, don't boo them. They've had it hard. They're professional gamers, but they don't make a lot of money because they're owned by a fucking Chinese nonsense company.
It's Korean. But
no, I think actually the Koo Tigers, I believe that it's actually like a Chinese telecom company.
Don't quote us on that.
Don't quote us on that at all. I have no fucking
idea.
It
is a it's like a video streaming
service.
It's
like a streaming service, yeah. I just looked up Koo online, and it's an Asian fusion restaurant in Marlboro, New Jersey.
A little more specific.
Slightly.
Careful, man. Don't dox yourself.
Right? I'm doxing.
Yeah.
I don't live in Marlboro, New Jersey. I don't even live near Marlboro, New Jersey.
I don't know where Marlboro, New Jersey is. Although New Jersey is such a tiny little state.
We are such a small state. It'll be easily to pinpoint. But the fact is, none of that shit matters because when you're a fan of a sport and League of Legends so desperately wants to be a sport along with other esports, they so desperately want to run with the big boys, you know, be one of the bulls that sticks their horn up people's asses in Italy or Spain, right? Is Italy or Spain?
I got lost. Oh, that's Spain. I got lost in that metaphor.
Sorry. If they want to be one of the bulls that are, you know, like esports wants to be considered, they want to be legit, like a legit sport.
I gotcha.
Sorry, I lost you there for a minute.
You really
brought you back. I got a little weird. I'm coming back now. I try to keep it real. So they want to be considered legitimate. Yes. And they want to be you know, real.
Yes.
But they're at the same time telling people not to boo other teams.
Yes.
Well, guess fucking what? That comes with the territory.
Sometimes.
That's what you sign up for.
Sometimes.
When you're a team, guess what? Everyone's not going to like you because they may like the team you're playing. And no one's going to sit there with their thumb, with their finger up their nose like an idiot, just going, yay, every team that's on, hey, killed him, yay, nothing matters, yay, the team I like killed the team I like. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
If that's what you want it to be, that's dumb. And you are dumb for wanting it to be that way.
So I have
no problem telling you that the person that says to anyone else that booing teams in competition is wrong, you are a fucking idiot.
Tweet
me and tell me why you're not a fucking idiot, and I will tell you why you are.
I'll tell you why right now.
Go on, knock my socks off.
Here's what
off.
I got. You're taking this to a very extreme
side
of the argument.
Real level.
I'm gonna hit a more middle of the ground statement here. While I don't think booing is wrong, especially in most competitive sports,
in any competitive
in
sport, booing is a
mainstream
thing.
Sports.
Every you sport that exists on planet Earth.
Every sport.
That exists on planet Earth.
You have enough people to cheer for each team. And so that if somebody does start booing or if the you know, the section for that team starts cheering or booing, it doesn't encompass the entire stadium. So you know, there's, you know, people, there's fans traveling for other teams. There right. are team, you know, fans in, you know, a bunch of different cities that will go see their sure. local games and everything. So the booing is never 100% booing or 100% cheering. Whereas in this stadium, in a European venue where there's 100% Europeans, you know, people aren't coming over from Korea to watch this tournament. That's not happening.
You don't know that.
Okay, let me adjust my percentage. 98.9%.
I'm just saying, don't say no one is coming from
98% Korean or 98% European.
Oh, now it's very.
If someone starts booing against Koo Tigers, and you know how you know these internet fanboys get, they're so bandwagony. If somebody starts booing...
Yeah, they cheer when fucking wards get knocked down. Yeah, I know. It's
I
dumb.
Know. So if someone starts booing, the whole stadium is booing. 100% of the stadium is going to start booing, except for, like, the coach and, like, the support staff Yay! Of the Korean team. That's
the
why...
Guy with, the one guy with the Koo Tigers flag. Yeah. Yay!
I don't think you have to cheer for both teams. That's ridiculous. But you also don't have to boo the teams. You can just not cheer.
No, I agree. You don't have. I agree. Listen, I have no problem with you want to do what you do. What I have a problem with is people telling you not to.
Yeah, but they're.
I have a problem with people and venues, but I don't give a fuck what it is. I don't care what it is. I have a problem when people say you're wrong for booing them.
Well, it is
my fucking choice.
It is
my fucking choice,
right? No,
it's not rude.
Nobody boos in like a tennis match. You know, you don't watch.
No, because you're quiet in a tennis match.
Okay, nobody boos.
But they cheer,
you know, golf.
I would disagree and say there's been booing in golf before.
I don't
but again,
think a lot of
you're
people
using
boo
sports
in basketball either.
You lived in New York City.
Unless like
you had the garden near you. No, they're you're 100% wrong. You are absolutely 100%
at the minimum. It's never an overwhelming amount of boos.
Again, you haven't. You are obviously never been to a Knick game before.
I didn't go to a Knick game because.
And you want to know what's? You see, what you have to think about is the fact that you're bringing up situations where you're talking about the home team being booed ridiculously in their own stadium.
When does that happen?
Often, like with bad teams.
I'm gonna need an example.
The Knicks last year, most of the season.
New York's booed the Knicks.
New York booed the Knicks, tore them apart on the radio, ripped them to shreds.
Okay.
Yes.
But is that
the
something
Nets.
That we want to encourage? That's the next
I'm not question. What I'm okay, again, I'm not talking about encouraging it, discouraging it. It is a fan's choice for who they want to cheer and who they want to jeer. J-E-E-R.
Sure.
You boo villains in a silent movie. You know, it's the fact is that I have a
you hiss at villains in a silent movie. You don't
boo
them.
You boo puppets. You boo puppets. Yeah. You hiss at villains in a silent movie.
I think when League of Legends gets to a point where it's filling out, you know,
the Staples Center. You mean like where it was at 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Staples Center. You know where the Lakers play.
You probably don't have to have the boo rule. One, no, but you're not going to hear any of the boos, right?
Well, that's another thing. Aren't they in like soundproof? Like headphones?
Yeah, they are. So
what the
really,
fuck does it matter whether or not people boo or cheer them?
Well, I guess probably for introductions, I think is when it matters. So if like they, here come the Koo Tigers, and then the stadium just like that's
like I have no problem with them. I have no problem with them not allowing signs that say like, hey, fuck Koo Tigers or stuff like that. That's over the line. I get it. Don't do that. But cheering and booing, man, that is my prerogative. I paid my ticket.
That's true. It's totally
if I paid
right.
for my ticket in my seat and the Koo Tigers come on and I say, fuck Smeb, and I'm going to boo the shit out of him whenever I see him do anything, then guess what? There's nobody in this fucking earth that's going to tell me I can't do that. I say, see this ticket? I paid for this with my fucking money. Kiss my grits.
You're not wrong. You're just
I'm
an
not.
Asshole.
Maybe.
No,
and that's my right to be, and that's my right to be an asshole.
As an American,
as a fan of a sport, it's my right to be an asshole because I spent money to see that sport, so I get to do what I want within the confines of what is allowed, not illegal. I'm not going to throw beer cans at them. I'm looking at you, Toronto.
Fucking not Philadelphia,
gonna,
Jesus.
I'm not going to throw snowballs at Santa Claus. Looking at you, Philly. No, but I will let. Teams know what I feel about them.
No, that's
if I don't want you to win, I'm going to boo you.
I think I, but me personally, I'm okay just not cheering for teams that I don't care for.
That's fine too. Yeah. And like I said, that the beauty of sports is that every fan can do it their own way.
That's true.
I don't need to be told by some smug little dickhead on the internet that I can't boo because it's going to make them feel bad. Fuck yeah. You. I don't care if he feels bad. Good. Is it going to make him lose? Then maybe. Fine. I want him to fucking feel bad. Am I going to get in his head? That's what cheering and booing is all a fucking about. Watch a goddamn sports event before you start making these asinine comments. Yes, I am the angry one.
You are the angry one. It's true.
But as like I said, that's the whole point of cheering and booing. That's why this thing's called home field advantage. Because you get in the other team's head. And yeah. your job as a fan, and I don't like to say fans have a job, but what they feel their responsibility is to their team is to bring them up when things are going well and to fucking put them up and let them rise up above. And when the other team is to fucking grind them down so they lose. You want to get in their head where they're like, fuck man, we can't even play in this place. They hate us. You know, shit, yeah. Every time you step up and you do something, you get booed to shit out of it, you know. And you have to look at then the other flip side of that coin is the players that are being booed and the teams that are being booed. You have to relish being the villain. You're the spoiler. Guess what you get to do? When they fucking boo the shit out of you, you take that. You feed off of that. And then when you do it, you fucking tell them, fuck you. Look, I just kicked your team's ass.
Then suck you pull it, your dick out on stage. Yeah. You're like, yeah,
smack them in the face with it.
No, but that's you make a good point.
I'm not trying to be an asshole about it, and it does come across like I am.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is if you want these League of Legends players and these League of Legends fans have such thin fucking skin.
Well, I think there's straight up, you know, you need to protect some of these players because they are fragile.
Seriously, that's a problem.
Yeah.
Because you're playing a competitive sport in competitive environments. If you don't want to get booed or cheered, or you're afraid of what people think about you, then you're going into situations potentially. I mean, I'm not going to say they're hostile because this community is demure when it comes to in comparison to any other sport. Yeah, yeah. I mean, when you have soccer fans killing referees over calls, you know, the worst thing that a League of Legends fans does is write "Smeb stinks." You know, on a
did
fucking.
You watch any of like old like Counter-Strike tournaments or old like fucking any like first person shooter tournaments?
I've seen like Quake and stuff.
Yeah, so if it was like a team game, there were parts like in between matches where the teams were allowed to yell at each other across the table.
That's cool. I like that.
It was fucking scary.
That's what I'm talking about. Bring that shit back. No, but the problem is
it was a lot of European people too.
Well, you'd have problem. The problem is now is you'd have people like they'd be shell shocked.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine, and I don't want to single him out because I really don't want to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. But could you imagine C9 playing and then someone yelling across the table, hey, fuck you, Hi, you stupid asshole? He'd probably cry. He'd probably be, like, shell-shocked.
Oh, God, yeah.
And the problem is, and let's take it a step further, is that this community and some of these players and some of these people that play this game are so offensive in some of the things they say. It wouldn't just be, I'm going to kick your ass. It'd be, I'm going to fuck your mother in front of you and then fucking pull her face off.
Yeah, but
it'll be saying horrible things.
The people that say that in game are the same people that would never say that in real life.
Forgiven.
Yeah, he doesn't count.
I'm just saying. I mean, also, there's your poster boy.
You know, real life persona, pretty tame, you know?
Right,
it's
but I'm just saying.
It's a total dickweed.
And, well, that's the problem. Is a lot of these players have they have the internet muscles, you know.
Internet muscles.
Yeah, they have those anonymity steroid.
Yeah,
where I can tell you anything I want, you can't do shit about it because my name is Happy Man 1217.
Yeah,
fuck you, Happy Man 1217.
I don't know. I just at this point in League of Legends, I don't know if the players are ready or if the community is ready or if even the outside community is ready because you know, let's say they sell at the Staples Centers.
They did.
They sell out the Staples Center, and then
they did
whole
that 2 years ago.
Center boos a team and like makes a player cry on stage.
I'll be honest. I'm surprised.
Picks that up and makes fun of esports.
It makes a player
just
cry.
Like,
listen,
my God, players can't even handle a boo. This isn't legitimate.
But you know what? That might be the wake-up call that these players would need. Be like, if we're going to be playing for something called a world championship, and we're going to go into hostile territories where we may be not the most popular people in the world because we're playing against... To be fair, that year, I think, you know, I don't remember how well America did, but it
America never did well.
Yeah, so it's not even... Our fans are beaten down. When you play in America, our fans are beaten down anyway by the time they get it. We don't know what the hell to cheer for.
That's a good point.
I'm just cheering for...
I'm just having a good time.
I'm waiting to just get old enough to drink.
Timo!
Oh, killed Ward! Woo! We're just so self-deprecated at that point, it doesn't even matter.
I think we're just not ready for booze yet. I don't think we're old enough. Maybe in a few years.
Booze B-O-O-S or booze B-O-O-Z-E?
Both.
They're not old enough because they're not old enough for either of them.
Both. Yeah. When you're old enough to drink, you're old enough to handle people screaming obscenities at you.
You're old enough for... But that's the thing is, I also don't think that the fan base of League of Legends would be as fanatic, if I'm allowed to use that, as they would be in other more traditional sports. Yeah. I mean, again, I'm not expecting it to be like soccer hooligans beating up refs and shit, and I'm not expecting it to be, you know, baseball fans throwing beer cans on a blown call, but somewhere in there, this is a sport that's picking up steam very rapidly, and that media outlets and other... sponsors and other major players want to dig their claws in and want to get in on it. It's going to get big whether or not these players are ready for it. And I think that it's holding it back by constantly
holding anything back.
No. Bear with me. It's holding it back when you're trying to put checks and balances on the way people are allowed to watch and enjoy something in their own way.
I understand. I see.
That's what I mean. I think because the thing is you start with something stupid like this, but where do you draw the line? Because this is so unimportant to the grand scheme of the game, but you're feeling the need to openly voice that you can't do this and you shouldn't do this and this behavior is wrong and we don't want this kind of behavior in our games. You're putting a check and balance on cheering and booing?
Yeah, I think you do that. I think you eventually just stop the cheering, too, and you have dead
crowds. Why do you even play that? Then just don't play in front of audiences.
Yeah.
Just stream it live from a studio like they did in Season 1, where the only people that were watching it was probably working it.
Really, I think we're not giving the crowds enough credit. I feel like even if there wasn't...
Yeah, no, I don't think the crowd...
I kind of doubt there would be a huge amount of boos, unless... something happens with a bug. Like if there's a vision bug and then the unfavorable team gets a kill or snowballs a game.
I think there's
some fucking shit.
Also, there's nothing you can do when you play in France and Soaz is playing. They're going to cheer the shit out of him because he's French.
And he's playing Spain and Peke.
Yeah, you know, Peke. I mean, back in Season 3, you know, when you had SK Gaming with Ocelot and Peke and they were playing in the mid-season tournaments, whatever they were. In Spain, they were it was crazy. And Ocelot wasn't even that good. But that's the home field advantage that you get. And that's what, you know, that's one of the reasons you play. I mean, that's why you play sports. Part of it is because the adoration of fans and you know, you get charged up when people cheer for you.
But how defeated do you get when you get booed?
You don't. I said, you have to use it. You use it. When you're getting booed, that means that you're good enough that people don't like you because they're worried about what you're going to do to their team.
You need to be not really a coach, but you need to be a fucking dad to some of these teams.
That's what these teams need. Esports dad. Isn't that what a coach
juice boxes and tell them?
Isn't that what a coach is? Yeah. But that's the thing is that people think that I'm being booed. They don't like me. It's not that they don't like you. It's that you worry them.
Worrisome.
That they don't like you because they're worried of what you're going to do to their team.
Yeah.
That's why people get booed, and that's the greatest sport, the greatest athletes in all of sports all said when they, you know, oh man, how did you handle going into these stadiums where 50,000 people are booing you as loud as possible? And they'll all give you the same general answer. It's like, I loved it. I took it as the biggest sign of respect I could possibly have, is that I can walk into somebody else's stadium and command that much hate and vitriol, because I'm going to come into your house, I'm going to kick your team's ass, you know, I'm going to sleep with your girlfriend, and I'm going to fucking leave.
That's hardcore.
And guess what? There's not a goddamn thing you could do about it except go boo for fucking 2 hours. You know, you use that, and that should be... Honestly, getting booed should almost charge you up more than getting cheered.
Probably. But
because, you know, well, and that's, again, that's the mentality. And that's why sports, you know, there's the warrior mentality. And that's the warrior mentality at its finest, is taking other people's hatred and using it as fuel to be better. And that's what these kids don't understand necessarily. And maybe they shouldn't, because this is a different situation.
Yeah, and they're young.
Exactly. And it's a different world, because, you know, it's not physical, it's mental.
And these are kids that are not used to getting cheered for sometimes,
right,
too.
Right, right. Listen, I perfect example. I had a hockey game not too long ago, and there was a bunch of kids watching it, because there must have been a birthday party at the rink that we were playing.
Aww.
And they started cheering the shit out of our team for no other reason. And we were just, our team's red, white, and blue. So they were just calling us Team USA, which we're not. But they were just like, oh, USA. And our team, we were losing 4-0. We ended up winning like 12-7.
You were like,
or 10-7. We were like the Mighty Ducks. Yeah.
It was Grandpa's on Ice.
It was ridiculous. And it was just, it charged everyone up. And it's just one of those things where I think, part of the exciting part or the exciting part about being a professional anything is playing in front of people. Whether it's you're an athlete, whether you're an esports athlete, whether you're a fucking musician, playing in front of people and getting that reaction, it's like the greatest thing in the world. And I think when you start to put checks and balances on it, you're taking away, number one, the player's ability to kind of feel that and to feed off of that energy, whether it be positive or negative. And you're taking the fans away to transmit that energy to their team, to their player.
Now, you know, what if all these 8-year-olds had been booing you instead of cheering for you?
Then I would have played the fucking WWE villain, man. I would have been giving them this thing. And every time I made, like, a save, because I'm a goalie, I'd make a save, I'd have flourished it and been, like, flipping the puck at them and been like, ha ha ha! You know, that's what you have to do. You have to ham it up. You have to have fun with it, because that's what this is all about. In the end, these are games and they're meant to be fun. And whether they're stressful and whatever you're playing for, in the end, you're still playing a game. And if you can't have fun with it, no matter what the level is, then you shouldn't be playing it.
I think that's what we're missing a lot on the professional scene, is having fun.
It is, and it's part because you know, maybe because the community outside of live events is mega hard on people, and it's also because the players themselves either don't know how to conduct themselves, don't understand how to conduct themselves, just don't really know how to deal with this kind of celebrity.
They're not allowed to really ham it up either. I don't think.
I don't, the hamming it up part, that's one thing. Yeah. It's it is what it is, but I'm just saying is they don't know how to handle positive and negative feedback.
And what happens as soon as somebody does something kind of cocky, the community tears them to bits, right?
Right.
Like that one time Medios popped his collar on the LCS.
Which was fucking awesome.
They just crushed a game, and then he just walked up to the camera, popped it, dusted off his shoulders, and it was, you know, a polar experience. Yeah. Half the community was like, oh, he's so badass, I want to suck Medios' dick. The other community was like, how dare he taunt a team that just lost? The nerve.
But that's what I'm saying, is that you can't, listen, man, that comes with the territory. The athletes, no matter what they are, one of the only ways you get there is you have to believe you're the best at what you do.
I think the fandom needs to kind of relax a little bit, you know.
Well, it's just to treat it like it's a show.
Like it's a show, and it's also a game.
It's a game, and you can cheer and you can boo and you can care and care.
Oh yeah,
please care.
But have fun.
Please care. Please give a shit. Give a shit to the point where you cheer the hell out of your team and you boo the shit out of the team that's playing them. Care, but don't be a jerk off.
Yeah, don't call anybody cunts.
Unless you're English,
unless you're English,
because it sounds good when you say it.
Part of the United Kingdom.
Yeah, unless you're British.
Yeah, then it sounds cool and bad.
Then it sounds cool, and you're okay to say it. Yeah. That's fine. I'm allowing that one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, temper it.
Yeah.
Understand the limit.
Yeah.
Understand where, you know, draw that line and try not to jump over it. Don't dance on the line like an idiot.
And I think if you're going to boo someone, you better cheer for your team even harder.
Yeah, if you're going to – if the thing is, and that's another thing, is where you're telling people not to boo – you hope that they're going to this event with a team.
Yeah.
And they're not just going – listen, I've been to a concert, and I remember there were people at this concert, and there were three bands playing, and they booed all three bands.
Oh, Jesus.
And my first reaction was, why are you here? You've booed every band. There's only three. Why the fuck did you even come?
What's wrong with you?
You spent money on a ticket to boo for 2 hours?
They just really hate Nickelback. They want to buy a ticket so they can go and throw shit at Nickelback.
I would have booed. That's like when you buy the ticket, just rip it up on like screen so somebody can't have. Just go like on a YouTube video.
Somebody's life.
Fuck you. There you get it. Yeah, this seat will not be sold. Take that, motherfucker. Or like, you know, the people that bought the iPhone when it came out, they'll break it on a video.
Oh,
just be like,
God.
Apple sucks. You know, or there's a million of it today. The guys that buy the, you know, the PlayStation on day one, and then they go in front of the line and they smash it. It's like, well, how dumb are you? You just spent $500 on that, you jackass.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
It was worth it.
Yeah, it's not. I can tell you it wasn't worth it. You just threw $500 out the window. You could have sold that to somebody.
For
$503 and made your money back and gotten a taxi.
$515. Taxi
right?
Home.
See, there you go. Maybe a fucking sixer. Yeah. I don't care.
While we're on the topic of booing, kind of this whole nationality most fans have, let's talk about region locking a little bit.
I like what you did. I like what you did there.
You know?
Yeah. No. I the region locking thing.
It's. I don't think there's a right answer to this problem.
There's not.
I don't.
There's
think
not
any
a right
way
answer.
Is going to be 100% beneficial to 100% of teams.
No.
Like life. Well, you know, like real life.
Like. Exactly, yeah. Like real life. There's no way to win real life.
So
unless you're born into a rich family.
Yeah. So recently,
Then you win real life.
A little bit of controversy because Monty was calling out North American teams again and saying if they want to win Worlds, they got to get over to Korea, they got to compete in Korean tournament, they got to get better. And, you know, Twitter, Reddit, everyone ate that shit up. Absolutely. Fucking TSM, drop everything and go to Korea. And
TSM has one player right now.
And the obvious response to that is, oh, they can't because they have sponsors and they have fans. And CLG did it, and they lost a lot of fans when they went over to Korea.
Did they?
I don't know. That's what some of the comments in history were saying. They were saying when CLG went to compete in Korea, they lost sponsors and they lost fans. When they came back to TSM being the number one team in North America because they left. I don't think that's, you know, really accurate. I think that's kind of stupid.
For one bit. But here's
it might have been different then because we didn't have access to Korean tournaments like we do now. We
true.
Didn't have the streaming services that we did.
Well, here's the flip side of that coin. If CLG comes back and is a better team and competes at Worlds and, you know, maybe has a chance to win, isn't that better than coming back and being like, oh no, we're not the number one team. Oh no, look. TSM is they're the favorite team here, but they lost in group stages, so it doesn't matter
it's
anymore. That's what I'm saying. Isn't the most important thing ultimately for these teams winning?
Yeah, that's. I mean, it should be. But
I would think. I would hope so. I mean, that the most important thing is winning important tournaments.
The second most important part of the thing is generating revenue so that you can support your winning team. Like,
right. Do you know what? You know what the best way to generate revenue is?
When?
Well, look at that.
It's not
that's
actually.
Funny how,
it's probably streaming and marketing yourself.
Well, I mean, to generate people giving a shit, winning clubs get good sponsors.
Yeah.
Losing clubs get sponsored by gum.
By gum? You know,
by gum companies, but not good ones.
No,
not like Doublemint.
Fucking Juicy Fruit.
Juicy Fruit's a big company,
yeah,
dude.
But their gum tastes like dick. Not that I
You would know best?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Tastes exactly like the like the penis tasting. So I've heard.
Tastes like a sweaty schlong.
I've been told by women, many women that eat dick.
Like an Asian dude's wiener.
It's going to a weird place.
We're getting very specific with our wiener.
You're getting very, very, very specific. No, what I'm saying is good sponsors go to good teams.
But how do you get good League of Legends? You play in Korea, right? That seems
you play. How do you get good at League of Legends? You don't play in America.
Yeah, that's
really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
You go any if you want to get rich in League of Legends, you play in America.
Right. After you
but just expect never expect in Korea. Just expect to not win.
Yeah. So
I just want to get paid.
So with region locking, you can't basically anymore unless 3/5 of your team is resident domestic of that region.
Of that specific region. Which means you can't play in those regions, yeah. Because isn't it to play in your region, 3/5 of the team has to be from your region.
Exactly. So basically teams can't drop everything and go to a different region and start a new team or try and play another tournament. And a lot of people say this is bullshit.
I get the part where you're saying you're protecting a region.
Yes.
Like, for example, because North America is the laughingstock of League
of
Legends amongst the big four, the big four regions, we'll call them, which is China, Korea, Europe, and America.
A little bit Taiwan.
Yeah, they're starting to catch up. Well, they have a world championship.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
So it's like China, Korea, not in order, but China, Korea, Europe, NA Taiwan.
Yeah. NA/Taiwan.
NA/Taiwan.
Or probably Taiwan/NA, really. We should give them first billing.
Probably. Yeah. They earned it. And the only reason... So, it's like, I understand you're protecting a region because you don't want a Korean team to be like, oh, we have our sister team and we're going
to... Send them to North America.
Send them to America and we bought Dignitas. Now you're Dignitas. you're Dignitas now.
Who Dignitas?
Yeah, or you know, we just sent you over there and you were going to play in the Challenger scene and you dumpster the Challenger scene. Like what LMQ did last season, you wouldn't be able to do.
Right.
That's what they're avoiding. And I understand it, and I get it. But the biggest argument that people had made was allow these teams to come in because...
Cross-pollinate, really, is what
if
we're
you
looking
can,
at.
Well, if you can't beat them, then...
Join them.
You shouldn't... Well, no, if you can't beat them, then you shouldn't be playing.
Right.
Because they're better than you.
Yeah. So I think what the... overall goal is to let teams play in whatever region they want to, right?
Right.
That's what we would want to happen in an ideal situation. The teams that really want to get good are going to go to Korea. The teams that are okay with streaming revenue and advertising stuff and just being mediocre are going to stay in North America. I guess if you want to hit a middle ground, you can go to Europe and you can get, you know, pretty all right.
You could potentially...
But that doesn't happen.
No.
It never happens that way. Because what does happen is... everyone stays in the same region, except for the B teams from Korea and probably China. They all come to America and just shit all over everybody.
Or their players, you know, trickle in, you know, yeah. Matriculate themselves into our teams. And yeah, oh my God, he's a god. Look, he's a god.
Yeah.
You know, oh, Imp's going to come over in 2 years to America
be
and be the best ADC. Yeah. The best ADC in America, but they're not going to win anything because the reason he was let go is because they didn't want him anymore.
And so there's always two outcomes, right? Either they come over to North America, they shit the bed and they go back to Korea, or they come over to North America, they dominate everything, and then it slowly just becomes more Koreans and North Americans because there's opportunity and money here for them to do that.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is because Korea doesn't pay well.
Right, America does.
The argument that you make is that Korean teams, they live in, you know, these small little houses, like sweatshops, and they're expected to play, expected to play like 26 hours a day, which is impossible.
They do it, though. I don't know how. They have, like, weekly daylight savings.
They figure it out. Yeah. And, you know, they get paid, like, in beans.
Yeah, unless they win.
And they're okay with that.
I guess.
You know, and then you become the greatest player in Korea, and then you're a rock star faker.
And
so,
we saw all this happen with StarCraft II, you know?
Yeah.
There was no region locking for a long time. MLG was still kind of the big tournament with IEM and IPL, you know, kind of the big three, and then there were other smaller tournaments going on. And what would happen is, you would have an open bracket... handful of Koreans would show up to those and kind of tear through it. You would also have a couple of the bigger name Koreans get seeded into group stages, you know, depending on how these tournaments are formatted. They would fucking dominate, knock out all the North Americans and Europeans out of group stages. You'd have like a full Korean, you know, 8-man bracket at like MLG Dallas.
And you're the thing about that is,
God damn it. And it was every single MLG, Korean versus Korean
and
finals.
The problem with that is because StarCraft is a singular person playing.
Sure.
You know, it's not really StarCraft teams.
Yeah.
You know, that's the big difference is that these are teams. I know that, I mean, there are teams, but you're still playing StarCraft.
Yeah, so there is a team league. A couple team leagues, yeah, actually.
Regardless. Yeah. You understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I get what you're saying. It's a 1v1 experience.
It's a 1v1 situation where you're talking about moving entire teams around.
It's pretty easy to send one person.
Exactly, and it's not a big deal because it's like, you know, you could just stay in a fucking extended stay hotel. You know, it's not like you need, like, crazy lodging and stuff.
How miserable would that be, right? You come over by yourself for a month.
Yeah, you're probably pretty fucking lonely. Yeah. You can't speak any language. You order McDonald's all the time. Getting fat, being weird.
Gross.
Smelling funny. It's terrible.
So what they do is they end up coming over for a weekend, winning the tournament, and then going back to Korea.
Exactly.
And that's not fun. Yeah.
No, that's where League of Legends and the LCS and their seasons and the LPL and LCK.
Long seasons.
Yeah, they have these long seasons, and it's. I understand protecting your region, but isn't the best way to get better to play against better competition?
Yeah.
Don't you want to see regions improving their game? You want to see teams that, you know what? Yeah, maybe CLG and TSM go over to Korea for a year because playing one split's not going to make you better.
Yeah, and that would be great, but that's not going to happen. What's going to happen is CLG and TSM and the teams with buying power are just going to buy Koreans.
And that's what happens.
Yes. So
instead of doing the work to make your team better, you're just going to buy the better player.
So it's really not Riot's fault for, you know, closing the doors to inter-region pollination. It's the teams for being shitty and not taking advantage
and
of
lazy,
opportunities.
And lazy.
And lazy.
Yeah, and not saying, look, we have talented players, we just need to put them in situations where they will improve.
Yeah.
Where they're going to get better not playing against Team 8 and Dignitas and all these other teams.
Let me get one of them Korean mid-laters.
Instead, let's spend a year in Korea. We'll fucking live in a little weird apartment and we'll train hard and we'll play in the LPL and maybe we'll finish
China.
LCK is
champion.
Excuse me. Yeah, thank you. Maybe you'll play, maybe you'll place top 5 if you're lucky.
Maybe.
Maybe you won't. Maybe you'll be shit and you'll be last place and everyone will laugh at you, but then at least you'll know where your deficiencies are.
Yeah.
You're not going to get better by playing against worse people. You know that,
and if you're not a threat to some of the top Korean teams, maybe you get to scrim them. You know, maybe you get to pick some shit up.
Yeah, learn. You know,
but no,
it's the best way. No, but that we can't.
If there wasn't,
the teams don't want to do that.
If there wasn't,
they want
to get. We would ruin it. Like we ruin everything.
But even if I honestly don't know, I mean, yeah, teams are going to complain about, oh, there's region locking. But I don't, people are complaining rather. I don't see teams complaining about it. I don't see Reginald going, oh, it's bullshit because we're going to spend all this time getting better in Korea. No, they're not because they don't have any intentions of doing it.
Yeah.
They're not listening to these people that are going to tell them this is how you're going to get better. You need to go someplace where the people that you're going to play with are better than you are, where every single person you play against is better than you.
Yep, that'd be nice.
That's the only way you're going to get better. They're going to shit on you for fucking
6 months.
8 months. 6 months. They're going to fucking crap all over you. They're going to take dumps in your salad, and they're going to laugh at you, and they're going to say shit, and you're not going to understand them because they're speaking a language you don't
shit
know.
Shit in your cereal.
And you want to know what? It's going to suck because you went from being big fish in a little pond to little fish in a big pond. And that is a shitty feeling, and that would crush some people. But again, that comes down. That also comes back to the thick skin of these, the lack of thick skin in some of these players, where they're told forever by their peers how great they are at this game, and then they go up against somebody who's better,
and they get dominated,
and they don't know how to deal with it. So like everyone is like, oh, Dyrus is a top 5 all time top laner. He's not. He's not
Dyrus. Poor Dyrus.
Sorry. Yeah, I'm just saying, no American player is top 5 at their position.
Oh, Bjergsen's American now.
He's not.
He's been here like 4
not
years.
Not American. Oh, wow.
Counts.
He's American now.
It counts.
It's according to Ficio, he's not.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Although, Ficio did make the joke that he is American now.
Ficio is American?
Ficio made the joke that Bjergsen's
American.
He is American now. No. Is he even top 5 in the world in mid lane?
Bjergsen? Maybe not top 5. I don't know. It's tough to say. I mean, he's good.
I mean, you got your Faker as your number 1.
His team doesn't fucking support him, though.
He's the only guy on it right now.
We've talked about this at length. Bjergsen's biggest flaw is his shot calling and his inability to
But I'm not even talking about let's just get off of the whole thing about talking about Bjergsen's deficiencies.
Who clicks better?
What I'm saying is who's better than him in the world? Midlane.
Yes, I already
That's fair. Maybe Peke. I don't know.
I wouldn't say Peke.
Peke's got a different set of skills.
Is Fabivin better than him?
Pole Belter?
No. Pole Belter's not even... He wasn't even the best mid laner on CLG. You heard... Did you read that story? Not to kind of cut this off about why they... They're going with Hui this season for season six.
It makes me sad.
And they're like, the only reason that Poe Belter was starting is because Hui had visa problems.
That's pretty much it. And Poe Belter was starting in a better spot, you know?
Yeah.
They knew exactly how well Poe Belter was going
to
perform.
Yeah, but they're like, you know, in terms of we didn't want to start him, but we had to. And we just stuck with it because whatever.
The thing that pissed me off about that is that whole sixth man roster nonsense
we have to do what SKT does.
No. I mean, well, you should, but you didn't.
Well, yeah, but SKT has world class players. You're subbing out Faker for Faker Jr.
Yeah. Oh, Pond, you're subbing out. Pond's probably better than Bjergsen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Dade mid laner?
You know, we're going to show our ignorance. A lot.
We are going to show our ignorance. It's more of the fact that their names throw me off.
Yeah, it's hard to remember Korean names.
Dade is mid laner.
Kind of mix him up with Dandy sometimes.
That's exactly the same thing. I mix him up with Dandy as well, who might actually also be a mid laner.
Dandy's a jungler.
Shows my ignorance.
Anyways, let's not sound stupid on the radio.
Too late.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
We were that an hour.
I know. So in a perfect world,
and Dandy's a top laner. In case you're wondering, the ignorance is out there, and we recognize it, we embrace it, and we fucking bring all the hate.
Without region locking, you would have teams just gravitating towards the best region to try and become better. But in reality, what happens is teams will gravitate towards the weakest, most accessible region to get more money and to win more. That's really it at the end of the day. And it's sad and unfortunate, but that's why there's no real correct answer here. If you open the doors, you know, I guess what you hope for ideally is like the European football clubs, you know, where players can move around from all over the world to different teams, and you just get really strong teams because you have a pool of players that's the entire world, right? You're not locked into just your local talent. But what really happens is you just have B teams going to C regions trying to win.
Yeah. Well, because they can't win their region, so we'll go to a weaker region.
Maybe, in a few years when we just have more teams. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
We'll see. Right now, I think region locking might be the correct decision, although I don't know if it's best for the scene.
Just to go back to the whole Dandy thing, because this actually just made me laugh.
This driving
me
crazy.
Apparently he is a jungler, but he didn't play jungle for VC Gaming. He played top.
Boom. I knew it.
Because I'm reading it like, regarded as the best jungler in the world throughout Season 4, improved his worth in Season 4 World Championships. Except he's playing top for VC Gaming? Man, that's dumb.
A little dumb.
That's stupid.
That's a...
We've got Tom Brady. We just signed him.
Put him in tight end.
We're putting him at wide receiver because... We think he's going to flourish there. You're dumb. This is why you didn't win Worlds, jackass. We've got a really good jungler. We've got fucking Shamanoa.
Wow, that was good. Yeah. That's a good name.
They've got World 6. You know, World 6.
Is that a player's name?
That's his name.
Ooh. Guy needs to change his name. That's rough.
Yes. Your name is bad.
I got a transition. Are you ready? Speaking of names and changing them, Dignitas got sold.
Yeah, speaking of team, these are
Follow Esports.
Dignitas EU. Did you specify Dignitas EU?
I just said Dignitas.
It's not Dignitas. It's their European team.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, their former European team.
So now it's now Team Follow Esports?
Follow him where?
Follow Esports team?
I think Team FE.
I don't know. Hopefully, they have that kind of periodic table logo working for them. Maybe they're like FE? Iron something.
Isn't that firm? Isn't that
it's Iron? Yeah.
Is Iron FE? Yep. Okay.
I'm smart, and I looked it up before the show.
Did you really?
I knew it was Iron.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew. I totally knew. Didn't look it up at all. Are you looking it up now?
It's
definitely Iron. Wouldn't it be funny if it was potassium? But it's not.
It's not. That's Na. K.
You're so
what's
dumb.
Na?
Na sodium.
Sodium, that's right, because Na and sodium chloride is salt.
I memorized the periodic table in high school.
We just happen to talk about the three that you know.
Probably. I don't know. Give me another one. Are we doing this on the show now? Or are we talking about the periodic table?
I love the periodic table.
give me another one. Tables. Give me another one.
What's gold?
Gold is Au.
It is. Yeah. Right. I tried to stump you with that one. Silver is Ag.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I know chemistry.
What's cadmium?
Ca. Or Cd.
Sure about that?
I'm not really sure about cadmium.
Sure
it could
that.
Be calcium. I can't.
It is Cd.
Cd. I got it right in the second try. Anyways.
Okay, that's that. That is the end of the periodic table.
Are we
going
to talk about
that? No. We just went off on a side note because we were just talking about elements, not the team or the player. Not the team or the player.
Oh, are
they going
to be elements now? They should just buy that trademark.
I like it. Oh, that's a cursed name now.
Is
too.
It?
I think
I don't
so.
Know if it's cursed. I think they just had poor management.
I just think they had a bad team. They expected really big things out of really mediocre players.
Well,
Wicked, carry us to victory. I don't know how to.
Froggen, carry us to victory. I need more CS.
Can I play Karthus?
Can I play Anivia?
I'm going to play Anivia, is that okay?
Can I play Victor?
Everyone plays Victor, that's the thing.
I know, Froggen would be good right now. Isn't that kind of funny?
Froggen is good right now. Good-ish.
Yeah, whatever.
Good-ish.
It's all right.
So what else did we have?
That was it, man. We went through all of our topics.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
We didn't.
We did Scrubs, we did Worlds, and Sivir, and we did Region Locking, and your thing, Booing.
Boo. You know, we didn't.
What didn't we mention?
The preseason six.
Oh, right. We're gonna talk.
Which we're not going into great deal, because let me preface this before we start this talk. We are not going into details because we want to wait until more information comes out, and then we're going to fucking dedicate a show to this.
Probably
shit.
Probably stream a little bit of it too.
Yeah, we're gonna get in there. We're gonna fucking take that leg and that chicken leg and
get all up in there.
Eat it.
Get in there.
We're gonna munch it down. But right now we're very passively, very 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 lightly. We're just gonna kind of sprinkle some salt on it for you. So they're changing AD carries
a lot. Well, they're changing like 5 AD carries a lot.
But they're juggernauting them. But they're not making them juggernauts. But they're giving them that effect.
Super different stuff.
Like they're making them unique.
Yeah, which I like.
And then which is obviously you want. Although I am surprised at their choices.
I'm not,
because it's misfortune.
Middle of the ground ADCs that ones already that don't have anything really unique, and they're
I guess. Yeah. I mean, all of them are getting buffs. Excuse me, all of them are getting buffs.
Right.
Let's preface that. Every AD carry is getting adjusted or tweaked in some regard.
Yeah, the whole marksman role is getting adjusted because they're adjusting
getting new items. Yeah, and they're trying to sort of level them out, I guess you can say. Because right now, AD carries are completely inconsequential to the flow of the
right.
game. Bottom lane is a cesspool.
Well, I mean, support's important.
Yeah, but
it's just a fucking bung party with teleports.
So they're adding new items, they're changing a lot of AD carries, but specifically it's like Kog'Maw, Caitlyn, Misfortune, Graves,
Corki.
Corki.
You said Kog'Maw.
I said Kog'Maw. I feel like there's one more that I'm missing. No, I said her. Yeah. Your favorite.
Caitlyn.
The fucking the bird girl.
Oh, Quinn. Quinn's not even an ADC right now.
Well, they're gonna make her an AD carry now.
Maybe.
Well, that's their goal.
We'll see. They're really different changes. It's not like...
Yeah, like Quinn's ult has no cooldown.
Yeah, and,
but it doesn't also do anything other than make her move
which
fast.
Which I think is neat.
I think it's cool. I like how it's going to work because it's used to kind of get you in and get you out, but there's no combat
on
it.
Yeah, and it doesn't put you in melee range.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
Yes. That was
dumb kit. What a dumb kit that was.
Really, really ridiculous kit. Not a kit that makes a whole lot of sense.
I really want to see the Graves mechanics. You know, with his whole reloading thing.
Now he has a shotgun.
He actually has a shotgun. He can shoot twice, and then he has to reload.
Still doesn't have a cigar.
He quit smoking, man. He's on that vape train.
Got the patch.
He only vapes in between matches to get that fix.
Vaping.
Yeah. So he has to reload in between shots. His ult is...
Remember, passively. Something. We're not going into every single detail.
I don't know. It's just very different stuff.
It's cool stuff. It's interesting stuff. I've seen some videos on, and I'm sure the people listening probably
I'm actually most excited about the Caitlyn changes.
The Caitlyn changes are kind of cool. How they're trying to synergize her moves.
The traps are actually useful.
Yeah, and they automatically give you like a headshot if you get hit by
one. Same thing with nets. If you hit someone with a net, you get a headshot.
Like, she actually has combos. They're not just a bunch of dumbass moves.
And it increases your range, too, right? So if somebody steps on a trap, you have more range to auto-attack them from.
Something like that.
No, it is. That's part of it.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool shit.
And they're adding another jungle monster. He's gonna sit in the Baron pit before Baron gets
Herald
spawned. The big headed
eyeball thing.
Yeah, the big headed eyeball guy who gives you like mini Baron buff.
Yeah.
And I said I think that's gonna bring about a lot of top laners potentially taking Smite.
It could be.
I think you're gonna see a lot more Shyvana top again. You're going to see a lot more like top lane jungle-ish champions that are kind of beefy but can do some damage and can kind of act as not a second jungler but can kind of occupy that role to control top lane.
See what happens.
I'm speaking out my ass. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. It just sounds like something that would, kind of like when Cinderhulk top lane was a thing with them taking Smite.
Some people are saying that ADCs are going to move to mid. So that they can control both objectives, you know?
That's interesting, where there's going to move bot lane to mid.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you're just going to have solo lanes on either side.
Yep.
That's interesting. Yeah. I wouldn't be adverse to that. But, I mean, in the professional scene, it's not going to really matter because of the lane swap situation.
Well, I mean, this would kind of... You wouldn't have to do a lane swap if you're a strong lane.
Well,
mid.
Right, but it's just a matter of wanting a mismatch, I think.
Sure. I don't know.
I think
we'll
that was what it would be. Well, it was,
They're changing vision again. No more green wards.
Yeah, they're getting rid of green wards, but you're still going to have to ward, just not with green wards.
Pink
there
wards.
Are other ways. Or your trinket wards.
Yeah.
Or your sightstone wards.
Yeah, it's different stuff.
It's a lot of cool changes.
It's
going to
fuck the game up again. I mean, it always does.
It's
going
to fucking... Everyone's going to hate it, except for like junglers, because it doesn't really affect them.
Oh, it will. Junglers always get fucked. Come on, man.
Well, because then they'll just make, for some reason, all the jungle monsters will have more
health. That's it. They're just going to make the jungle camps harder for some reason.
What they're going to do is they're going to go through all these lists of AD carry changes and all the things they're going to do. And on the bottom, the very last thing, and all the jungle monsters have 250 more health. What?
And Smite does 100 less damage at level 1.
Yeah, and you instead of being able to Smite twice like you can, you actually can now Smite once, but it's double the
time.
It's
a half Smite.
It's not even a real Smite. But you can't auto attack after smites. Wait, why would you? Why is it a thing?
Also, you have to take teleport.
Also, they're going to get rid of teleport.
Yeah, they're going to delete teleport.
That was the rumor that
they might move it onto an item entirely.
Yeah, which I wouldn't have a problem with necessarily.
They're still toying with the idea.
But the problem with putting it on an item is then it's going to be an item everyone that wants
teleport
to buy.
It's a really expensive gold inefficient item.
Which is stupid to do it because then why don't you just delete it?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Is if you're putting it on an item that's not worth having, except for the fact that it has teleport, then you should just get rid of teleport.
Well, I mean, you could take that whole balance philosophy over to Dota.
Okay.
Where there are items that are there specifically for the abilities. That's what it's there to get teleport.
Like BKB?
BKB. Flash dagger.
Blink dagger.
Whatever. I don't play Dota. Jesus.
Come on, get your terminology right. I love it.
I'm never learning.
The thing
Dota,
I love about the thing I love about the thing I love about Dota. The thing I love about Dota I think the terminology of the game. I love listening to their casters talking about, oh, the BKB, oh, the Flash, Blink Dagger, blah, blah. Like, it just sounds so much cooler.
It doesn't.
I disagree.
It doesn't sound cooler. They sound like knobs.
You sound like a knob.
That was really rude. How? Whatever. I don't whatever, understand how you can talk to me like that.
We've already established that
I'm your friend.
That I'm the angry one.
We were one,
so.
Spirit, and they split us in two, so we'd be friends.
So we could be friends. One spirit split us in two, so we can have a friend.
I wanted to be friends.
Ah, don't boo me. Some fucking whiny, bitchy voice. I just want some friends. And then, like Wolf was like, stop bitching, motherfucker.
I'm your friend, goddammit.
It was like you have whiny, bitchy Kindred, and then the Wolf is just an angry jerk-off. The reason I cut myself in half was so I could have a friend. Fuck you!
I didn't want to be here.
I don't even want to hang out with you, but I do, because that's what a kid's built to do. If I had it my way, I wouldn't help you at all, and you'd be a shitty champion with an auto-attack. Bah!
I think that wraps it up.
And that wraps it up. And that's where we're gonna finish this guy up. Thank you again. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at TowerDivePC and at iTunes. Search for Tower Dive.
Tower Dive Podcast.
There's like a link.
It's on our website.
It's on our website.
Yeah.
It's on our website. I believe it's on our Twitter. I'm sure you can find it.
Us. It's everywhere.
And if you can't find it on our Twitter, just tweet us and ask for it, and we'll give it to you.
And just a heads up, if you rate and review us on iTunes, we are doing a giveaway. Once we hit 10 reviews, we're going to give away a mystery skin to a random person that reviewed us.
So if you do review us, make sure you tweet us out your in-game name, North American server, because unfortunately we don't play on other
far
servers.
Far European.
Not really, unfortunately, because I don't care, because I don't need 9 billion things from where I live. I'm bad enough as it is. I don't need to hamstring myself with, you know, that. So if you're on the NA server and you want to raid us because we asked you to, because you want a skin, do it. Roll the dice. Hey, you never know. But give us some love. Thank you guys again. I, of course, am the venerable Captain Hooks.
You always have the best adjectives. You don't give me shit.
Well, come up with your own fucking adjectives. What the hell am I supposed to do
here? Come up with adjectives. You're the host.
Fine. I am the venerable Captain Hooks. He is the poopy pants.
At least there's a little ration.
That's what you get me. That's what you get. This is what you asked for. You get. Hooks, Pan the Man. We will see you guys on the rip.
Bye-bye.